Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic Jungle and Raggedy NB sounds that instantly injects attitude into a loop. The Hoover Stab. This is not about making some huge lead that hangs around forever. This is about creating a short, rude, mid-range heavy hit that can answer a vocal chop, punch through a breakbeat, and keep the sub and drums in charge. Think of it as a rhythmic hook, not a melody line. We're going to stay inside Ableton Live 12 and use stock devices only, which is actually perfect for this kind of sound. The goal is to design something that feels vintage, nasty, and alive, then resample it so it becomes proper arrangement material you can chop, reverse, and reuse. First thing, place the sound where it makes sense musically. In Jungle and Reg-infused ENB, Hoovers usually work best on sparse offbeats, short one-bar phrases, or call-and-response moments with a vocal. So before you design the sound, think about its role. You want space around it. You do not want it stepping on your kick, your snare, or your sub. If you've got an MC phrase or a chopped rag vocal in the track, even better, because the sound really comes alive when it's answering something. Set your project around 172 BPM if you want that classic Jungle pace, and build a simple 2-bar MIDI clip. Try hitting the end of beat 1, then the end of beat 3, or just one stab per bar to start. Keep it sparse at first. Sparse lets you actually hear the personality of the patch. Now let's build the core sound. Start with wavy double. That gives you enough movement and bite while staying fully inside Ableton's native ecosystem. Use a saw wave on oscillator 1, and either another saw or a square on oscillator 2. Detune them a little, but not so much that the sound turns into a blurry choir. A few voices of unison, maybe 4 to 7, is usually enough. Then add a low-pass filter, somewhere roughly in the 700Hz to 2.5 kHz range depending on how bright you want it, and give it a bit of resonance. The envelope is what turns this from a lead into a stab. Keep the attack very fast, almost immediate, but not so fast that it clicks. Then use a short decay, maybe around 250 to 600 milliseconds, zero sustain and a short release. That shape is what makes it behave like a hit instead of a held note. In DNB, this matters because the synth needs to behave almost like a drum element. It has to hit, then get out of the way. If the patch feels too polite, shorten the decay. If it clicks too sharply, give it a tiny bit more attack. Small changes make a big difference here. Now we make it feel unstable and alive. A Hoover gets its personality from movement. It should sound a little like a synth scream coming through a broken circuit. In wave-eatable, try assigning a slow LFO to wave-eatable position or oscillator shape. If you want a more evolving phrase, keep it slow, maybe half a bar to 2 bars. If you want the sound to stay more direct, just use a tiny amount of movement so you feel it more than hear it. You can also add a quick pitch snap at the start. A tiny dip or rise, just a few semitones over the first milliseconds, can make the hit feel much nastier. Don't overdo it. You want impact, not a cartoon laser. Filtering is another huge part of the character. Automate the cutoff across the phrase so the sound opens up on important hits and closes slightly on repeated ones. That keeps the loop from getting harsh and gives you that classic rave tension. A moving filter makes the hit feel like it's talking, and that leads into the ragga side of the sound. Rag-infused chaos is all about attitude and conversation. The stab should feel like it's answering the vocal, not just sitting there. One easy way to push that character is with formant-like filtering. Use auto-filter in bandpass or low-pass mode, add some resonance, and sweep the frequency around the mid-range. That can give you a very vocal, almost shouting quality. If you want extra call and response energy, duplicate the MIDI clip and transpose the duplicate down an octave or by a fifth, then alternate the two parts. One can be the question, the other the answer. That contrast works really well in Ragga Jungle because it makes that arrangement feel like a conversation between the voice, the drums, and the synth. Now let's add grit. A clean Hoover usually isn't rude enough for Jungle. You want some edge, but not so much that the whole mix turns to mush. Saturator is a great starting point. Add a few decibels of drive and turn on soft clip if needed. Overdrive or pedal can also work really well if you want a more aggressive mid-range bite. Roar is great too if you want a more modern, savage texture. A useful trick here is to high-pass the sound before distortion if the low end is getting messy. Keep the sub-frequencies out of the way so the distortion focuses on the mids. After the distortion, if you hear harsh peaks around the upper mids, tame them with EQ8. In drum and bass, the snare already owns a lot of that space, so the stab needs to snarl without masking the crack. That's the important mindset here, more mid-range identity, not just more volume. Next, shape the tail. A proper Hoover stab is punchy because it's controlled. If the tail is too long, it stops feeling like a rhythm hit and starts feeling like a pad. Shorten the decay, keep the release short, and if necessary, use a gate or a compressor with sidechain to tighten it up. You can sidechain lightly, from the kick or even the drum bus, if the stab is sitting on top of the groove too much. Keep the gain reduction subtle. You're not trying to make it pump, obviously. You're just trying to make room so the break and the stab can both breathe. Now comes one of the most important intermediate moves in the whole lesson. Resample it. Once you've got a patch that feels good, record it to audio. This is where the sound becomes a real production tool instead of a synth preset. Create a new audio track, route the synth into it, and record several versions of the stab. Do some with the filter a little more open, some with more distortion, some with slightly different note lengths. Then consolidate the best hit. You can reverse one copy for a pickup into the main stab, or chop the audio into tiny pieces and rebuild it as a fill. This is very jungle. Treating the stab like sample material gives you way more arranging power. It becomes something you can move around like a drum edit. Now let's give it more presence with layering. A single Hoover layer is fine, but layering can make it speak harder on different systems. Try adding a very short noise burst on top, or a filtered bright saw hit, or even a lightly saturated mono layer underneath. The main layer gives you width and attitude, the accent layer gives you cut through, and the dirt layer gives you density. Just be careful not to overbuild it. The best version is often the one that sounds rude but still clear. If you add too much, it starts losing its identity. Then check the mix like a pro. The stab should live in the mids and highs, not in the low end. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz depending on how much low body it has. Cut a little mud if needed around 250 to 500 Hz. And if the upper mids get too sharp, tame them a bit rather than cranking the volume down. Also check mono compatibility. Use utility and listen to whether the core of the sound still holds up in mono. A wide top layer is fine, but the main body needs to stay strong and centered enough to work over a busy breakbeat. In drum and bass, width is useful, but groove comes first. One great way to hear if the sound is actually working is this: mute the drums for a second, then bring them back in. If the stab disappears when the break returns, it probably needs more mid-range identity, not more volume. Maybe the oscillator blend needs changing, maybe the filter type needs adjusting, or maybe the distortion character needs a different flavor. Finally, automate it for arrangement energy. This is where the Hoover becomes more than a sound design exercise. Use filter cutoff to open things up before a drop. Increase distortion on the final hit of a phrase. Add a little delay or reverb only on a transition stab. Move wavitable position during a buildup. All of those tiny moves give the sound a sense of tension and release. A strong arrangement idea is to use the stab as a phrase marker. Put it at the end of every 8 or 16 bars, or use it as a drop teaser in the breakdown, where only a filtered slice of the tail comes through. You can also answer snare fills with the stab so it feels locked to the drums instead of floating above them. Here's the core mindset to keep throughout this whole process. The Hoover stab is a rhythmic hook. If it starts feeling too playable across long passages, it's probably too sustained for this style. Jungle stabs usually work, because they are short, ugly in the right way, and placed with confidence. Before we wrap, here's a quick practice challenge. Make 3 versions of the same Hoover in one Ableton set. One clean and punchy. One dirtier with saturation or overdrive. One filtered and more vocal-like. Program a simple 2-bar offbeat pattern, resample each version, and test them against a break and a subline. Then pick the one that answers the drums best without stepping on the snare. If you want the extra challenge, pair the stab with a rag of vocal chop and make them trade space. That call and response energy is what gives this style its fire. So the big takeaway is this: build it short, detuned, and mid-range focused. Give it movement, add controlled grit, keep the low end clean, and resample it so you can shape it like a sample. If it hits hard, speaks clearly, and leaves room for the drums and sub, you've got a proper jungle Hoover stab ready for rag-infused chaos.